So we're in Bagshot, and I'm talking to Jody Dighton from Primal Roost, and a very exciting new business which hasn't opened yet, just in the stages of kitting out the premises
and
getting everything ready. Just tell us what this business is all about.
So Primal Roost is a cafe and pantry. It's quite a new concept here in the UK. It's based around eating primally, which means going back to eating things that are unprocessed, as close to their natural state as possible, avoiding things like grains and dairy, which tend to cause irritation in the body, and just trying to find good quality food that's very nutrient dense. So the cafe is going to be somewhere where you can come and get fast, good quality food, but also to be able to cook this way at home, you can buy the products in the shop, take them away, the ingredients that you need, that are really difficult to source. You can't get them at your local grocery store. You have to find them all over the internet and get them shipped in from different countries. So we're just going to have them all in a one-stop shop where you can come in, get it, find recipes and ideas, and then take it away and be able to do it at home.
Right. And the shop itself, you're going to serve coffee there, teas, all that sort of stuff. Because one thing that drives me nuts is that you go to places like Costa Coffee and Starbucks, you can't get anything healthy. I mean, it is all crap, isn't it?
Exactly. No, we are going to have amazing coffee. We have sourced the most fantastic coffee. It's organic specialty coffee from a local company. He's a local roaster, but he's in Woking.
Yeah.
He's traveled to the coffee plantations in Costa Rica and Ethiopia and sourced this coffee himself, brings it back, roasts it, and then it's delivered directly to us. Teas, we have a specialty tea supplier. Again, it's all organic.
Right.
So the teas are just really fantastic, really special. And although we are going for our paleo primal lifestyle, you will be able to come in and get your normal coffees that everybody's used to, your lattes and your cappuccinos, because that's what people know and that's what they want. And our concept, our vision is for people to come in. And if you can just do a little bit better today than you did yesterday, whether that be eating a healthier meal out or maybe not eating as many grains today, then great, you're working towards improving your health.
Right. Now, you're setting up this business with some friends of yours.
Yes.
And there's three ladies and a couple of husbands as well who are helping out. And you've just been showing me some stuff today.
Yes.
You had a platter of hummus, a guacamole, salsa, a pesto, with these amazing flatbreads. It was absolutely gorgeous and all really healthy. And they're the types of things that you're going to be selling in the cafe. Because, like I said, it drives me mad that you go to places like Starbucks and Costa and all you can buy is unhealthy muffins and paninis. You're going to actually sell something there that people can go and enjoy and be healthy at the same time, which I think is a definite unique selling point. There's nothing like that anywhere I know of.
No, definitely. And people have this misconception that if you're going to eat healthier, if you're going to make this your lifestyle, that you're doomed to a life of eating plain, boring salads and canned tuna and a plain chicken breast. But it's not that way at all. You know, we have amazing recipes for all different types of baked goods, whether you want a millionaire shortbread or muffins and cupcakes. We've got chocolate cake, and they're fantastic. You don't have to give up the things that you love. So we've got lovely little savory bits. We've got lots of different types of nuts and picky foods and platters that you can come in and try. And you can transition this from us to you, so you can live this way quite easily. And you don't have to sacrifice. You can get good quality, tasty food. And it's just learning to use ingredients that you don't normally. So using ghee instead of butter, getting the most out of the spices and herbs that you're putting in, and sourcing things from different places and different countries that you don't normally use.
Right, okay. And one thing that I think is going to be very clever is that you're going to build almost media all around what you're doing. So you're setting up a YouTube channel so you can show people how to make these recipes. In fact, we just filmed something, just a very simple recipe earlier on how to make some beautiful nuts. And you're going to show all this so people can find out. So not only can they buy the ingredients, but you show them how to make it too, which I think is really clever.
Exactly. You'll be able to see all these things. You'll be able to listen to the things that we're talking about through these podcasts, whether it be ideas that we're following, things that are current happening in the news. We'll have recipes and whatnot that you can follow along if you're having trouble, figuring out recipes at home, or just trouble using ingredients, because some of the ingredients we do use are tricky and it takes a little while to get used to. So cooking along with Kirsty will be brilliant because you can see how she's doing it, how she's measuring, and she'll be able to talk you through transitioning from, say, normal flour to coconut flour and how you would do that. And as well, you'll be able to see all the fantastic things that are in the restaurant on Instagram and find out what's going on Facebook or Twitter. Find us on any of those social media sites.
And you can do that by following them at Primal Roost. And I'll embed all that information on the podcast later on. I think this is a really exciting business. I'm really excited about it. You know, I struggle, to be honest with you, with my weight. And it's something, this is something I think that I'm going to really enjoy having my business meetings there, where I can have something a bit healthy instead of a high calorie muffin or whatever. Oh,
definitely. This concept appeals to so many people, because whether it be like you and me, that it's weight concerns, I don't particularly have any health problems, but I always want to feel better. I have young children and I'm always tired, you know. I always want to be jumping out of bed and running around with my young kids. And, you know, we all have those slumps and whatnot. But eating this way has just massively changed my life in terms of energy level, being able to actually now maintain a healthy weight and not have these peaks and troughs. Or like my business partners who do it for health reasons. If people struggle with autoimmune diseases and various problems, there are rationales behind why people follow this diet outside of just wanting to be healthy. And there's a lot of benefits to it for a lot of people.
Right, well, no doubt we're going to be doing a lot more of these podcasts. Like I say, I'm really excited about this. Thanks very much, and look forward to doing some more of these with you soon.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Paul.